Welcome to a new episode of Drops of Science, the multilingual scientific podcast that selects for you the latest news in natural sciences. This new episode begins with a surprising discovery in the marine world. The mysticists, the giants of the oceans, reveal new details about their communication in a recent study conducted by Dr. Cohen and collaborators from the University of Southern Denmark and Vienna University. These creatures, to which whales and other species with baleen belong, descend from terrestrial mammals and have faced numerous evolutionary challenges, including communicating in a vast and often opaque environment, the oceans. Scientists have discovered that mysticists rely mostly on the production of low-frequency sounds to navigate and communicate through the marine depths. However, until now, the exact mechanism of emitting such vocalizations have been an enigma. A particular aspect of these whales is the evolution of unusual laryngeal structures, such as modified arytenoids and laryngeal air sac, which allow them to produce sounds directly from the larynx itself. These adaptations not only allow them to emit low-frequency vocalizations, but also to address marine respiratory challenges. The arytenoids, initially small cartilages in the human larynx, have transformed, in mysticists, into large U-shaped structures, crucial for the production of distinctive underwater sounds. These structures provide rigidity and support during explosive respiratory movements. Researchers have also found that these U-shaped structures interact with a layer of fat inside the larynx, generating the distinctive underwater sound when whales push air through them. To reach these findings, scientists initially performed computed tomography scans on fresh larynges from three specimens of three different species of mysticists. Subsequently, they quantified the motion of laryngeal tissue both from the fresh organs and through a 3D model, inducing phonation in the mysticist larynges in the laboratory by passing artificial air through them. Surprisingly, sound was produced during the passage of air in both cases, thus confirming that the mysticist larynx continues to play its key role as a vocal organ. Whales critically depend on sound to communicate, and scientists emphasize the importance of regulations to reduce noise in the oceans. This is because the frequency and depth of mysticist vocalizations completely overlap with anthropogenic noise produced by maritime traffic, endangering their ability to communicate and navigate. Now, a look beneath the surface of the Gulf of Mexico reveals a story of survival for corals, still grappling with the damage inflicted by the Deepwater Horizon oil spill. The tragedy of the oil spill in 2010 continues to haunt deep-sea corals in the Gulf of Mexico, according to a study recently published by the American Geophysical Union. This disaster covers hundreds of miles of coastline with oil, forming an oceanic slick with unprecedented impacts on marine ecosystems, down to depths exceeding 2,000 meters. After the closure of the Deepwater Horizon well, a team of researchers ventured to the seafloor, at distances ranging from 6 to 22 kilometers from the site, to examine the devastating effects. At a depth of 1,370 meters and about 7 miles away, they discovered a dense forest of tree-shaped Paramuricea corals severely compromised. These corals were enveloped in a brown material containing traces of oil and chemical dispersants. 11 months later, two more coral sites showed similar damage. Deep-sea corals, being suspension feeders, are believed to have ingested contaminant particles, thus suffering severe consequences for their health. However, the exact reaction of corals to direct exposure to toxic chemicals remains largely unknown. For over 13 years, since the incident, researchers have continued to monitor the damage, measure growth rate, they have regularly visited both affected and reference sites, collecting valuable data. The images collected during this long period have allowed assessing the evolution of coral health over time, including damage to their delicate branches caused by oil pollution. The research results show that in 2022, the affected corals continued to show signs of stress and persistent damage due to the oil spill. Some corals were not only not recovering, but it appeared that their condition was worsening. These data highlight the urgent need to adopt more effective protection measures to prevent future damage and to develop restoration strategies to preserve deep sea coral ecosystems. Monitoring work will continue in the years to come to assess whether coral will be able to recover over time or if their situation will continue to worsen, keeping alive the hope of a more promising future for these precious marine ecosystems. From the aquatic world come new questions about fish adaptation to global warming. A groundbreaking study challenges our conceptions of body size evolution. Anthropogenic climate warming has had a significant impact on the body sizes of fish and other aquatic ectotherms, with significant consequences for future fishing yields, stock assessments, and aquatic ecosystem stability. A widely accepted theory to explain this decrease in size is the so-called gill oxygen limitation hypothesis. According to this, as water temperatures increases, fish require more oxygen, but their gills cannot provide enough due to their limited surface area. However, a study conducted by Dr. Lenterre from the University of Massachusetts Amherst has questioned this theory. Using the brook trout, Salvelinus fontinalis, as a study species, they examined the gill oxygen limitation hypothesis in a long-term experiment. During the study, researchers observed that trout in warmer tanks were indeed smaller, as predicted by the temperature size rule. However, the gill surface area proved to be more than sufficient to meet the fish's energy needs, contradicting the predictions of the theory. Additionally, it was observed that while the metabolic rate of fish in warm water increased after 3 months, after 6 months, their oxygen rate returned to normal, suggesting that fish could adapt their physiology over time to account for increasing water temperature. Although rising temperatures lead to a significant reduction in body size, gill surface area does not seem to fully explain the phenomenon. This study highlights the complexity of temperature-body size relationships in aquatic ectothermic animals and raises doubts about the universality of the gill oxygen limitation hypothesis. Scientists suggest that future studies should focus on alternative mechanisms that may govern such relationships, and that projections of climate change impacts on fishing based on this hypothesis should be interpreted with caution. Let's now fly into the rainforest, speaking of the Amazon, where a perfect storm of threats jeopardizes the stability of one of the planet's most precious ecosystems. For over 65 million years, the Amazon forests have demonstrated remarkable resilience to climatic variability, but now they face an unprecedented challenge. Rising temperatures, extreme drought, deforestations, and fires, even in central and remote areas, threaten the health and resilience of this entire region. A recent study conducted by 25 researchers has highlighted that up to 47% of the Amazon forests may reach a critical point of instability if not adequately protected. Among the main water stress factors identified in the Amazon basin are climate change, annual precipitation, and deforestation. The combination of these factors could trigger a critical transition in the ecosystem, with disastrous consequences for its stability. Global warming, along with deforestation and variations in precipitation patterns, is testing the resilience of this precious natural resource. Climate change is expected to alter precipitation patterns in the Amazon, increasing the risk of exceptionally hot droughts and reducing annual precipitation. Deforestation is an additional critical factor threatening the stability of the Amazon ecosystem. With over 20% deforestation accumulated, the forest becomes unstable and susceptible to acceleration of mortality and sharp reduction in regional precipitation. The Amazon forest is a treasure for the Earth, with the biodiversity exceeding 10% of the total terrestrial, and the ability to store carbon equivalent to 15-20 years of global CO2 emissions. However, forest loss could lead to a rapid increase in climate change through carbon emissions and feedback with the climate system. Preserving the resilience of the Amazon forest in the Anthropocene requires joint commitment at both local and global levels. It is essential to end deforestation and forest degradation, as well as to engage in the restoration of damaged areas. Globally, it is crucial to act to reduce greenhouse gas emissions and mitigate the effects of climate change. Only through collective commitment, this precious natural resource can be protected for the benefit of the planet and future generations. The next news brings us into the evolutionary history of snakes, thanks to a scientific inquiry that has unveiled their extraordinary success in adaptation. A group of international biologists led by Dr. Title conducted an in-depth study of the evolution of snakes and lizards. Using a vast sample of nearly 1,000 species, the team traced the most complete evolutionary tree of these reptiles, sequencing partial genomes and meticulously analyzing data on their diets, including records of stomach contents of thousands of specimens preserved in museums. The results of this research revealed an extraordinarily high rate of evolution in snakes, up to 3 times faster than lizards. This evolutionary process has led to significant changes in traits associated with feeding, locomotion, and sensory perception, allowing snakes to quickly adapt to a wide range of environments and food resources. Thanks to this rapid evolution, snakes have been able to exploit new ecological opportunities, becoming extremely versatile and flexible in their feeding behavior and hunting strategies. Distinctive traits such as elongated limbless bodies, advanced chemical detection systems, and flexible skulls have enabled snakes to specialize in a wide range of prey and colonize a variety of habitats. This evolutionary success has been attributed to a macroevolutionary singularity, a unique event in the evolutionary history of snakes that resulted in a sudden and unpredictable shift in the rate of evolution, triggered by a complex combination of factors. This event has allowed snakes to quickly adapt to new ecological opportunities, becoming one of the most diversified and adaptable groups of terrestrial vertebrates. The study highlighted the importance of integrating genetic data with behavioral and ecological information for a comprehensive understanding of evolutionary processes. Let's wrap up the podcast by discussing pranks. A new study conducted by an international team of scientists has shed light on the phenomenon of playful teasing in great apes, revealing fascinating parallels with human behavior. The research, conducted by cognitive biologists and primatologists from renowned academic institutions such as the University of California, Los Angeles, the Max Planck Institute for Animal Behavior in Germany, the University of Indiana, and the University of California, San Diego, closely scrutinized 4 species of great apes, orangutans, chimpanzees, bonobos, and gorillas. Using sophisticated analysis systems, researchers examined videos of spontaneous social interactions, and the results revealed that all 4 species of great apes engage in intentional, playful behaviors, characterized by playful and provocative elements. The outcome of the study highlighted that teasing in great apes exhibits similarities to human behavior, manifesting through provocative, persistent behaviors with elements of surprise and play. This discovery suggests that the cognitive requirements necessary for the development of humor may have evolved in the human lineage at least 13 million years ago. What makes this study particularly interesting is the discovery that teasing behavior in great apes shows surprising similarities to human behavior. In fact, as highlighted by the researchers' observations, human infants as young as 8 months old begin teasing others through repetitive and surprising provocations, a behavior also found in the great apes under study. The playful teasing of apes, similar to that of humans, involves unilateral provocative behavior, with the teaser awaiting a response from the other individual after each teasing action. This type of interaction mainly occurs in relaxed context and presents a variety of forms characterized by attention-seeking, unilaterality, and repetition. The authors also differentiate playful teasing, which is unilateral, from play, where both apes reciprocate. Additionally, many teasing behaviors observed include waving or swinging body parts or objects in front of the target, hitting or pinching, closely staring at the target's face, and interrupting their movements. In conclusion, this pioneering study highlights the similarity in teasing behavior between great apes and humans, underscoring the importance of understanding the evolution of such complex social behaviors in non-human species and their correlation with cognitive abilities. This concludes today's episode of Drops of Science. Thanks for being with us. See you soon, and good science!